Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
If you're among the 55 million Americans expected to be heading somewhere for Thanksgiving, AAA's Robert Sinclair says, whether it's driving or flying,
Thanksgiving itself is probably going to be the best day to travel of the holiday travel period. It's going to be very light.
Today, those expected to see big delays because of the travel traffic in the skies and on the highways, and that's going to be made worse by some severe weather. This man in New York has advice for those who will be driving.
Just give, you know, plenty of space in front of you on the roads and try to make sure that your partner is not freaking out while they're driving.
An overnight explosion at a chemical plant in East Texas, forcing people to evacuate after shattering windows some 40 miles away. The blast at the TPC Group plant in Port Neches set off a fire that's still burning, shooting flames hundreds of feet in the air. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Black Friday starts now at Banana Republic Factory. Get 60% off everything and an extra 60% off clearance. Shop our biggest sale of the year with cozy sweaters from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Black Friday starts now at Banana Republic Factory. Get 60% off everything and an extra 60% off clearance. Shop our biggest sale of the year with cozy sweaters from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Always associated with New York in the past, President Trump recently changed his residency to Florida. Last night, he held his first Keep America Great campaign rally in the Sunshine State since doing so.
Less than 1 year from now, I will join voters across the Sunshine State, my home, as we head to the polls. And together we will win back the House, we will hold the Senate, and we will keep that beautiful, beautiful White House.
Meanwhile, the anonymous author who wrote a behind-the-scenes book about the Trump White House says there's no doubt President Trump demanded a quid pro quo from Ukraine. The anonymous White House official hosting an Ask Me Anything interview on Reddit yesterday, saying they were sure Trump withheld military aid from Ukraine to leverage an investigation into a political opponent. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
A New Jersey hospital admits it performed a kidney transplant on the wrong patient. Officials at Virtua Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Camden, New Jersey, say a 51-year-old patient underwent a successful kidney transplant on November 18th. However, the problem is the kidney was supposed to go to a different patient, higher on the transplant list, who had the same name and was about the same age. Hospital officials became aware of the mistake the following day. They said the patient who was expecting the kidney had a successful transplant the following Sunday. Top-ranked Duke is no longer undefeated in college basketball. Stephen F. Austin stunning the Blue Devils, 85-83 in overtime at home last night. The Lumberjacks' Nathan Bain scoring the winning layup on a breakaway just as time was expiring. Senior Kevon Harris leading the Lumberjacks with 26 points in that big upset victory. The Blue Devils had not lost a non-conference game at Cameron Indoor Stadium in 19 years. And more on a new study that says the average American will eat more than 3,000 calories tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day. The Calorie Control Council says that includes 150 grams of fat. It would take a four-hour run for a person who weighs 160 pounds to burn all that off. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, you know what that means. It is time for James Herson. Yes, best-selling author, media and legal analyst right here on Bill Martinez live. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, hey, we get to get a little bit of a breather. No more ridiculous. I only say ridiculous. I guess it's all in the eye of the beholder, but a whole lot to do about nothing. I just kept seeing a bunch of, what seemed to be a bunch of juveniles complaining about the job they had and somehow trying to rewrite the rules. Of course, I'm referring to those infamous House hearings, brought to you by the State Department and, our friends with our Ukrainian friends, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's really amazing just how ridiculous Adam Schiff has revealed himself to be. And the more exposure he gets, the more foolish and also devious he looks. Mm. You know, it's funny, he's saying, this president is a danger to the country, and we have to get him out. It is an urgency. We cannot wait a single second. We must act. Oh, and by the way, we're taking our Thanksgiving break.
Yes.
The guys, and there is not a single poll, not one, across this country that showed support for impeachment going up during Adam Schiff's ridiculous show.
Two interesting
numbers of polls showing them going down.
Yeah. Well, look at what's going on, James. Two particular categories. Independents, they're scooting from the Democratic Party en masse. I mean, they're all running over each other, heading to the exit. And as you say, overall, there's just no interest in this. I mean, it is a big waste of time, as if we didn't spend a bunch of millions already. Now we got to spend even more millions on a ridiculous, ghost hunt here. I mean, there's just nothing there, and the stories that they come up with. I guess what bothers me more than anything else about Adam Schiff, I mean, because the word liar has now been overused to where it's losing its effectiveness. Remember, there was a time, you had to be real careful. When you use liar, you really had to have some evidence. Now, according to the standards of the Democratic Party, you're guilty until we say you're innocent. Forget about any kind of process to prove that you're innocent. It's only when we say you're innocent, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and of course, the idea of bring forth zero evidence, nothing but opinion, innuendo, and hearsay, and something as terribly important as undoing an election, and then claiming that the case was made, which is exactly what Adam Schiff did over the weekend.
Right.
He said, it's absolutely the case has been made. He is the only one, even in his own political party, who thinks so. Look, the Democrats are boxed in because there's 31 Democratic House members who were elected in districts that Trump won, and they're starting to speak out.
Well, of course.
Anthony Brindisi in New York, after the Schiff's presentation, said he's not certain how he's going to vote. That means he's not going to vote for impeachment unless he's absolutely forced to.
Exactly.
And similarly, there's been a couple of other members speaking out, and there's people on background telling mainstream media reporters that Democrats are very nervous about the reaction of the public because they're all watching the polls. They see two things. Mm-hmm. Trump's approval numbers going up and support for impeachment going down.
Exactly.
They have internal polls in all the early primary states that all of these crazy Democrats who are trying to get the Democratic nomination, like Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg, their internal polls show that the people don't want to hear anything about impeachment, that it's not on the list.
You're right. Well, and to that point, James, it's not like their constituency gave them the vote to go in and impeach Donald Trump. That's what they're nervous about. They're going back to their home districts and they're going, wait a minute, we didn't elect you to do this. We elect you to do something about trade, to do something about jobs, to do these things, these moderate things that you said you were going to do. And we got moderate bupkis here.
That's exactly right. Plus, add to that, if the Democrats do pass articles of impeachment, where does it go? It goes to the Senate. Senate controlled by Republicans.
It's going
to
be fun.
And it's and here's the thing: the Republicans have really done a great job telegraphing that the witnesses they're going to call, what they're after, the truth they want to find out. You know, I mean, really, by rights, if Mitch McConnell wanted to, he could say, look, Schiff was involved with just a flagrant denial of due process. It's a joke. We're just going to dismiss these charges. There's no evidence. We're not going to bother with a trial.
Yeah. He can't go there. They can't go there, James. It'll be too costly. For all that they've put the people through, no. Get Schiff on the stand. I agree with President Trump. Hey, let's get him under oath. I mean, this is the same guy for 3 years during the Mueller campaign was saying, we got the goods. He's done. We got him. You know, you're going to find out. No, as soon as you find out what I know, he's done. Didn't happen. And now here we are doing it again, right?
Yes, and here are names that strike terror into the hearts of Democrats. You know, calling, as you said, calling Adam Schiff to the stand, putting him under oath, Joe Biden, which is perfectly legitimate for them to call Joe Biden. All of these conversations with Ukraine were about Joe Biden. It's Joe Biden's at the center of it. Call Hunter Biden. Call Alexandra Chalupa. Alexandra Chalupa, a DNC operative that was digging up dirt in the Ukraine 2016 with Ukrainian officials. Oh, it's a conspiracy theory. Well, when she takes the stand, it won't be anymore.
That's right.
And the prosecutor, Viktor Shokin, that prosecutor who was forced out by Joe Biden, they could bring him over and have him testify. And, of course, Eric Ciaramella, the whistleblower, put him on the stand and make him either confirm or deny whether he had contact with Schiff and his staff. This scares them. Oh, and Nellie Orr and Bruce Moore. Well, he just goes on and on.
Well, let's just line them all up. Exactly. Let's get down. I mean, because now they're under subpoena. They're under oath. Let's see how many of their side we can catch in a corner lying, right?
Exactly. And Mitch McConnell says, you know, there's no telling how long this trial will last.
Exactly.
And he says, gee, you know, that means that Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Michael Bennett is still running. All of them have to stop campaigning right before Iowa and New Hampshire. They have to come back. And you know what's interesting? In an impeachment trial, they have to be there. but they can't speak.
Yes.
So all of the speaking and questioning is done by house managers. So it's actually going to be, you know, Adam Schiff conducting the prosecution for the Democrats, at least supposedly, and then people like John Radcliffe.
Exactly. And, well, hey, real quick, James, we got to go to break. We've got more from James Hurston. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
And whether we are rich or poor,
right here, right now. Bill Martinez live.
Fresh Christian Independent. We are. Bill Martinez here. James Herson continues with us. James, as you were laying out the scenario before we went to break, this could be a lot of fun. And I hope that Mitch McConnell does not get cold feet. This is a time for Republicans to strike back against, the Democratic empire that has tried to convince us that they've got the goods. And let's put their word against our word, and let's find out who's telling the truth here.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, there's an old saying, be careful what you wish for.
Mm-hmm.
And now the Democrats are caught.
Yes.
Because inside the Beltway Democrats, the friends in the media, all of the activist base that vote in the primaries, the squad and their followers, they're all pushing Pelosi and company, go forward, vote those articles.
Yes.
But if they do vote the articles, what we've been describing in the Senate trial, which is a massive game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsey Graham already announced he wants to put the whistleblower on the stand. He wants to put Biden's son on the stand. A couple of senators, Ron Johnson, Charles Grassley, have sent letters to the National Archives, to the Justice Department, requesting information on Alexandra Chalupa, on the dirt digging that was done in the Ukraine. They're telegraphing.
Yeah. Well, how about the Democrats that went over to the Ukraine to dig dirt, right?
Yeah.
I mean, are we forgetting all about that?
Yeah, exactly. We'll bring it all out because the media will be forced to cover it. The American people will see it. You know, part of what happened, and part of the reason Schiff's hearings boomeranged, was because the public got more exposure to House Republicans and to the issues of the Steele dossier and the Russia hoax and the origin of the Ukraine hoax than they would ever have gotten from the media.
Exactly.
So in a sense, Schiff, you know, maybe, like I said, maybe he secretly works for the Trump campaign. he's certainly giving him a gift. That's for sure.
And are you saying he's become a useful idiot? Is that what you're saying?
Well, he's just an idiot, period. But unfortunately, he's a devious, dishonest idiot.
Yeah.
It amazes me. This guy was at one time a U.S. attorney. I can't even imagine. Mm-hmm. The way he questions witnesses is so inept.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, what he's done, another thing he's done, just like during the Kavanaugh hearings, the Republican Party became more united than ever. That's when Lindsey Graham 2.0 emerged. And same thing is happening now. The Republican Party has a unity that we haven't seen for decades. And it's all because of Adam Schiff, even the never-Trumpers. You know, Mitt Romney just had what he described as a delightful lunch with President Trump. I think even Mitt Romney could not vote yes on this flimsy, horrible joke.
Well, James, I think the truth be known. I mean, it's taken the establishment Republicans to really get behind Donald Trump. He is an outsider. He's out of tradition. But, you know, after 3.5 years of all this resistance and everything, his policies are working. I mean, what are these guys thinking? It's like, look at you, either lead, follow, or get out of the way. It's kind of like what happened in the Ukraine. Here, Donald Trump sends probably one of America's preeminent crime fighters and corruption revealers in Rudy Giuliani. And instead of the state operatives going, whoa, we got Rudy Giuliani on our team? Let's take advantage of his expertise. Let's have him dig on. Let's get down to the bottom of this. No, they come up against him. They resist him. They start getting petty. And instead of us utilizing the best that America has to offer, they want to throw him under the bus, threaten his life, and do all this because why? because he's not a state guy? Are you kidding me? He's an American guy.
Well, he is. He scares the establishment because he ends their scam. Mm-hmm. He scares the left because he's effective. And, you know, if we look at his judicial court appointments, he has done a record amount. He's flipping judicial districts all over the country. And Amy Coney Barrett is just, you know, she's very healthy and young and waiting to be appointed and send head spinning. And, you know, this the reason that there's this incredible, visceral, crazy resistance is because Trump is so effective. And just imagine a reelected Trump, a much more seasoned Trump.
And well, and with the House, and with the House, yes, exactly, with the House controlled by the Republicans and not Nancy Pelosi. Otherwise, if he gets reelected and you got Nancy Pelosi with the gavel in her hands, oh man, I mean, why are we going to go through this waste? And to your earlier point, James, 31 people, the seats got turned from Republican to Democrat, and the constituency wanted government to move on their behalf. Have, and they have nothing. They've got bupkis to show for their votes that were entrusted to them, and I think they're going to be hard-pressed because the American people are seeing this all for what it is, this ruse that's been a waste of time and a waste of money. I mean, James, are we close to about $100 million now in expense over investigating Donald Trump? I think we're there.
Well, that's just the taxpayer money. You know, can you imagine all the Democrat donors, the George Soros and company, how much they've spent trying to figure out a way to undo this election. It's unprecedented. Yeah. It's been an effort like nothing.
Well, you got to be careful about saying anything bad about Soros. Dr. Hill, you know, all but, canonized George Soros.
Yeah, well, she was a member of one of George Soros' entity boards. She's a Soros creature, Fiona Hill.
Yeah, I mean, so
her testimony, her primary core part of her testimony is fallacious. It's wrong, and it was, you know, it's basically to try to insulate out this notion that she said was a conspiracy theory that Ukraine was involved in election meddling in 2016 to help Hillary Clinton. That is not a conspiracy theory. That is a reported fact. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that Democrats are trying to cover up. They're also trying to cover up Biden's corruption, and they're trying to distract from Michael Horowitz's IG report and John Durham and Bill Barr's upcoming report, which are all going to land like bombs during next year's presidential.
Well, I think the Bill Barr and Durham report, I've got higher hope than that. The Horowitz leaks already lead us to believe that he's kind of participating and getting everybody to circle the wagons around the institution of the FBI. I don't think he has the courage to call it out for what it is, the mass corruption that seems obvious to me, unless I'm missing something here, James.
No, I mean, he very well could be. The thing that's leaked out is that we have this single lawyer that doctored documents for the FISA warrants, and that maybe what they're looking for is a sacrificial lamb.
It smells like that. I mean, you can smell the fires of sacrifice already burning.
But, you know, but there's going to be bad things, according to reputable people like Cheryl Atkinson and Sharon Carter, and they say, I mean, it's really going to be an embarrassment to the FBI. I don't think we're going to see actual justice until Durham actually starts indicting.
Exactly.
But I think it's it's very likely to happen. But information from Durham and Barr are going to play a role in the Senate trial.
No doubt.
They're going to feed that information to Donald Trump.
Yeah. James Hurston, we got to leave it there. Thank you, James. Appreciate it, buddy.
This is sponsored by Facebook. The holiday season is the best time to give back to the causes we care about, whether in our own community or across the globe. Giving Tuesday, celebrated on the Tuesday following Thanksgiving in the U.S., is fueled by the power of social media and collaboration. This Giving Tuesday, Facebook will match up to $7 million in donations made on donate buttons and fundraisers on Facebook for U.S. nonprofits. There are over 1 million nonprofits that can fundraise on Facebook, so it's easy to find either a local or national organization to support, and 100% of donations made go directly to the nonprofit. Roya Winner is the communications manager for social impact at Facebook.
You can give back this holiday season and beyond in easy and impactful ways. With Facebook's fundraising tools, you can donate and help any nonprofit with a cause that's close to your heart.
For more, visit facebook.com/fundraisers. That's facebook.com/fundraisers.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
If you're among the 55 million Americans expected to be heading somewhere for Thanksgiving, AAA's Robert Sinclair says, whether it's driving or flying,
Thanksgiving itself is probably going to be the best day to travel of the holiday travel period. It's going to be very light.
Today, those expected to see big delays because of the travel traffic in the skies and on the highways, and that's going to be made worse by some severe weather. This man in New York has advice for those who will be driving.
Just give, you know, plenty of space in front of you on the roads and try to make sure that your partner is not freaking out while they're driving.
An overnight explosion at a chemical plant in East Texas, forcing people to evacuate after shattering windows some 40 miles away. The blast at the TPC Group plant in Port Neches set off a fire that's still burning, shooting flames hundreds of feet in the air. This is USA Radio News.
Thanksgiving is also National Family Health History Day, a good time to talk to your family about their health. Did you know that Ancestry Health is now delivering actionable insights for you and your family to help you start down the path toward better health? Marjan Champine, an Ancestry spokesperson, was a board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable, consumer, and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
To start down the path toward better health, visit ancestry.com/health.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Year 1621, the pilgrims held their first Thanksgiving feast. They invited the great Indian chief, Massasoit, who brought 90 of his brave Indians and a great abundance of food. We thank God for our homes and our food and our safety in a new land. We thank God for the opportunity to create a new world with freedom and justice. Amen.
Bill Martinez, live.
And just like that, we're back with you. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day as we come to you Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, we're going to talk about the annual Medicare annual election period. It's coming to a close. Yes, can you hear the clock ticking in the background? A little sense of urgency here. But we want to make sure that you have all the information as we are coming to the end. End of open enrollment, which will be on December the 7th. And Shannon Adams is going to be with us in just a moment. She's a Medicare Advantage expert and head of customer experience at Cigna. You know, it's no secret that healthcare is one of the most important investments you're ever going to make. As family and friends gather for the Thanksgiving holiday, the topic of health will inevitably come up. For more people 65 and older and those with certain disabilities, shopping for their Medicare Advantage plan is top of mind. Now, these plans are increasingly popular, offering robust benefits, including vision, health, dental, drug coverage, and more. For more than 22 million people with an MA plan, the Medicare annual election period, as I said, is coming to a close on December the 7th. And Shannon Adams, Medicare Advantage expert, is with us right now. Shannon, good to have you back with us. It seems like we do this dance every year about this time, and it's always fun, and it's so important for our audience to, as I say, listen up and take notes, as they say, right?
Yes, and thank you so much for having me on the show, Bill.
Well, what should people consider when shopping for a health care plan?
Well, there's lots of options for seniors, and so it's important to think about the cost of a plan. Many Medicare Advantage plans have zero premiums, which means you won't pay anything up front, and that's great for many seniors. It's also important to know if your doctor or hospital are considered in-network, because if they aren't in-network, you may pay more to see those doctors and hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third thing would be all of those extra benefits that you talked about. One of the great things about Medicare Advantage is that they offer things that original Medicare doesn't, like dental, vision, hearing, gym benefits. The list goes on and on.
Yeah, you talk about weighing the extras, and this is a cool thing, because with Medicare Advantage, I mean, heretofore, you know, you just get used to, you know, just letting it go and the whole deal. But unless you're aware of these plans, it is advisable to compare the plans to see what extra values and extra benefits are in the plan, right?
Exactly. And every year things change, so it's important to keep on top of those extra benefits so that you can take advantage of everything that these plans have to offer.
Mm-hmm. Shannon, as I said, you know, beyond the cost, it's important for, you know, for people participating in Medicare Advantage to consider doctors and the facilities, right? Because we know that about 20%, 25% of people move every year, and there may be new doctors and new facilities in play, right?
Exactly. And your coverage is based on where you live. So if you do move, it's important to shop around to see what plans are available in your area.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, checking drug coverage, very important, right?
Exactly. There are great tools online, like CignaMedicare.com, where you can go in and type in all of your medications to find out the plan that covers the most for you.
Mm-hmm. And you also, I like, Shannon, that you point out, you say pay attention to co-pays and if they are affordable, because you need to consider that in your budget.
Yes, and there are different co-pays for primary care physicians and specialists. So you want to pay attention to how many doctors you see and what types of doctors those are, because they will have different co-pays.
You know, and I got to tell you, I'm really impressed with the process and the MA plans that consider preventative health. There are many plans that involve health screenings beyond those covered by original Medicare, right?
Yes, preventive health is so important, and it's really a great way to start the year off right. So go see your doctor, get that annual wellness exam, and many plans actually give incentives. They'll give you gift cards if you go see your doctor, because it's just that important.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Shannon Adams is with us, a Medicare Advantage expert and head of customer experience at Cigna. You had mentioned earlier, Shannon, important to get assistance. And, boy, I'll tell you, there's nothing like talking to other people to, you know, get some counsel. And, you know, we know that the more counselors that are involved, it helps us understand. You know, even talking to, it could be family or friends that, you know, maybe they've discovered something new that they can share with you, right?
Oh, it's a great way to talk to other people. And you might be helping out your parents or loved ones with making these decisions. So, yes, it's always good to talk about what coverage people have and what benefits that they're taking advantage of so that you can get the most out of the plan that you have.
And I'll tell you, Shannon, I'm really impressed with Plan Finder. What a great tool. Break that down. Explain to our audience what Plan Finder is all about.
Yes, so Plan Finder is available on CMS.gov. What this is a way to go in and see all of the Medicare Advantage plans available in your area. So you'll start off by entering in your zip code, and then from there you can put in special information about yourself if there's prescriptions that you want to add in, and it will give you the best information on how to compare all the plans.
Wow. What a great idea. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like that V8 commercial. I should have had a V8 a long time ago, but now we have it available, so there's no excuse. So you should definitely check this out. This Plan Finder is brilliant.
Yes.
In helping you make the right decision, because as Shannon's been pointing out, every year things change a little bit. It's not the same as it was, you know, last year or even 5 years ago, right?
Exactly. And your healthcare needs change year over year. So even as the coverage changes and they may add more benefits every year, the specific needs to you will change year over year. So if you have dental needs that you have, it's best to shop around for a plan with a great dental benefit.
Shannon, when somebody comes to you and says, look, I want to make the most of my current plan, what's your advice to them?
So the best advice that I have is to go to CignaMedicare.com. It's a great way to shop through plans. So my father recently turned 65, and so he, you know, came to me and said, what should I do? So we looked online and we shopped together to see what the best plan is for his current needs.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of questions do you ask? Because I mean, that's the thing, you want to go into this with some sense of preparation, and maybe you don't even know what questions you should ask. So what questions do you recommend that they should ask when they go to an app like this?
Yeah, so the first would be to understand how much the plan costs. There are many, many different options, and it can be confusing. So you want to center yourself around how much those costs will be for you, either in premiums or in copays. And that's really one of the first places to think about and what fits your budget.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, does this plan cover the doctors and hospitals that you are used to going to? That's another option to look at.
What kind of surprise are aspiring candidates going to find when they go and check out the kind of options that are available? I think, you know, for me, I was surprised even by the simple thing of silver sneakers, you know, that gym membership was included.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think most people will be very surprised at all the extra benefits that you can get. So we offer gym benefits in many areas, which is a great way to stay healthy and keep on top of your preventive health. Other plans offer transportation to and from your doctors and hospitals, which is a great thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
Vision benefits, so if you need glasses or to get an eye exam, those things are often covered as well.
Well, as they say, you are on the clock right now, ladies and gentlemen. You've got until December the 7th to make sure that this is all wrapped up, and you don't want to miss it, because if you miss it, then, Shannon, we got to wait another year, right?
You do need to wait another year. There are some special elections, but for the most part, you do have to wait until next year.
Well, Shannon Adams, Medicare Advantage expert, head of customer experience at Cigna. Shannon, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Great. You can go to CignaMedicare.com and find out more.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you so much.
Why wait until Black Friday to shop when you can save now? Quantum Nutrition Labs is celebrating Black Friday all week long with 25% off all nutritional supplements and free shipping on all orders. The sale runs Monday through Sunday, and you can order online or over the phone. No additional discounts apply. This holiday season, give the gift of great health to a loved one or yourself. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent. Just the way you like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. With us right now, Rachel Alexander, senior editor at Stream.org. She's got all the information for us, and we've got lots to cover here, Rachel. First of all, let's start with the military justice system, which you just wrote about. Is it worthy of our military?
Yeah, I mean, we're hearing about these pardons that Trump has been doing, and he's doing them because he doesn't think that these guys got a fair shake in the military justice system. And we're hearing of all kinds of problems, you know, this Navy SEAL, Eddie Gallagher,
right,
for example. Yeah, in his trial, the prosecution got caught spying on the defense.
Mm-hmm.
So there, you know, there needs to be changes made, and you know, I cover another article, a story of a guy I know who was wrongly convicted of child molestation, and he told me all the problems that went on in his trial, and he's going to work to get the system changed and write books about it.
Wow. Well, I want to get into. Deeper detail, particularly on his case, but in a general overview, what President Trump has done, I believe, and of course the media is doing everything they can to push back any positive notion, but for the first time in a long time, the military is feeling like, hey, we got somebody here watching our six.
Yeah, they're finally, you know, looking at the system, and, you know, part of the problem is this Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has made it her goal to, you know, get out sexual abuse in the military. So she's trying to crack down on it, but she's going too far.
Mm-hmm. Too far, too fast.
Too far, too fast, and people aren't getting due process. They're not getting a fair trial, and so there's going to be a pushback.
Mm-hmm. Well, what they tried to do, and they did actually, fortunately, because of Donald Trump, it didn't stick, or at least got humiliated with the Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher, as you reported. You know, the way they went after him, and then of course he was, he got a pass, from President Trump, and then the Navy got upset and said, okay, we're going to take away his Trident pin. Well, you know, President, no, no, that's not the way it goes. I am the commander in chief. Whatever rules I make stand, we already went through this. We had 2.5 weeks of these insidious hearings where you had people, you know, which is kind of amazing. Even some of them in the military who know about the chain of command thought that somehow President Trump is some illegitimate commander in chief and that his, you know, his orders do not matter. I guess they found out differently, or they will in some cases.
Well, and it should be noted that President Trump is on a schedule to do fewer pardons than most presidents in history.
Yes.
You know, at this point, you know, his term, Obama has done more pardons than Trump. So I think Trump is, you know, carefully considering the ones that he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been strategic, but this is huge what he did for the military. And I got to tell you, though the media would try to report, oh, this is hurting morale. Well, watch who you're hearing that from. You're hearing that from establishment types. From the military, I can tell you, and with other SEALs that I've spoken with, Rachel, they are celebrating. They are elated to see what's going on, because now they feel like they've got a friend in the White House, a commander-in-chief, who understands that war is hell, and when you're there making split-second decisions, life and death, between yourself and your fellow warriors, President Trump's made it clear he's going to give the American warrior the benefit of the doubt.
And that's the feedback that I've been getting on my articles by just the regular guys in the military. They're saying, Rachel, what you wrote is absolutely accurate, and these are the systemic problems, you know, that you've listed in your article. And it's the ones, you know, that convicted my friend of child molestation.
Yes.
It was military officers. It was these high-level people who are hoping to get promotions and awards and be pleased the prosecutor, because a lot of them were appointed by the prosecutor. Some of them report to the prosecutor, you know, as their boss.
Mm-hmm. So what happened? Spell it out for us here, this decorated Marine who was jailed for child molestation.
Yeah, basically what happened was he was trying to help out this young family, and he did nice things for them, and they were all hanging out one evening. There were three little girls, and the adults were drinking, and the little girl's mother had four vodka cocktails and a Xanax. And so at one point she accuses this Dan Wilson, this Colonel Dan Wilson, of molesting one of her daughters. But the reality is he was never in the room alone with the daughter. There was always people around. It doesn't pass the smell test.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she got him prosecuted. And, you know, because of this crackdown going down in the military on sex offenses and, you know, all these people serving on the jury who have, you know, selfish interests, they convicted him. And, you know, he spent almost 3 years in prison and was just barely released because he appealed. And the higher court said, you know, this is ridiculous. This girl, her story keeps changing. The mom changed her story. There's no evidence that he did anything other than he was roughhousing with the girls. At one point, they were jumping on his lap.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But here it is. He's gone through this ordeal. Now, has he been fully reinstated now, Rachel?
Yes, sir. He is.
Okay. So he's back as a colonel. But, wow, I mean, to have this in your file, to be falsely accused like this, I mean, that stays in his file, does it not?
I'm sure it does. And, you know, people are going to know this about him forever. And, you know, people will always wonder, well, maybe he really was guilty and we don't know. You know, I mean, they're always going to wonder this about the poor guy.
Exactly. Another thing that happened this week, and you wrote about something that I was thinking about, even mentioned, and then I saw, she wrote about it exactly, and that is that Roger Stone got convicted for bragging. If, in fact, he had the goods with Julian Assange, not confirmed, Jerome Corsi, who almost got caught in the net of it all, but because Jerome Corsi would not lie to Andrew Weissman and the Mueller group, he just said, okay, if I got to go to jail. I mean, his wife said to him, said, you know, Jerome, I'd much rather visit you in prison for telling the truth than for you to be a supposedly free man and knowing that you lied.
Yeah, Jerome is just a really honorable man, and I'm really glad that, you know, there was a good outcome there. But, the outcome in Stone's situation is just awful. I mean, the problem is he just exaggerated the significance of some tips he had gotten about getting emails from the Russians. Mm-hmm. And he really didn't have anything. He never even got the emails from the Russians. But because, you know, when the prosecution started questioning him about it, he started, you know, giving weaselly answers. And so he ultimately got convicted on the process crimes, not yes. actually anything to do with Russian collusion.
I, you know, the thing is so amazing to me, Rachel, when you go back in the genesis of all this, as reckless as the Democrats were in handling emails, including Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, you know, just go right on, you know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the Pakistani that, you know, downloaded, you know, thumbnail drives of you know, just endless drives of information from the Democratic National Committee. God only knows who has that information. And this Pakistani was he was known to sell information anyway, but he worked for 40 Democratic congressmen and women. And, it's like, what do you think here?
Yeah. And if I remember correctly, he just got a slap on the wrist.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
And, you know, whereas if it had been a Republican, you know, they'd probably be in prison like one of these guys we've been talking about.
Right. And they'd have put a cover over his head and kept him quiet, and there's no way he's going to say anything. But this guy's, I mean, he's a trove of information. He's got all this information that he has taken from the computers of these congressmen and women. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz was losing her skull over it when the D.C. police had control. She said, "That's all my property. You better give that back." And she was pitching a fit to no end because of all the information that was sitting on those computers and or on that specific computer that they had discovered. And, you know, they were none too happy about it. But meanwhile, this Pakistani's running around free and happy, and he took a bunch of money from the government. He and his family were paid an inordinate sum of money to help, you know, I guess, steal the information. So, you know, talk about quid pro quo, you know, squared, because they got it, you know, from Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the Democratic National Committee. And then they went out and sold it, you know, to the highest bidder overseas.
Yeah, we think they will put the information back to Pakistan, send it
sure.
to Pakistan.
Why not?
So, you know, yeah, you know, they claim the Ukrainian stuff is pretty bad with Trump, but their own dealings are even more clear cut, and nothing's ever happened.
Well, you see, this is the whole joke about this, and I don't blame Donald Trump and others being so frustrated over this process, because they purposely, Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, Jerry Nadler et al., have to purposely step over 800,000 pounds of BS and lawbreaking in order to go after the alleged problems that they see in Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, what's that Bible verse that, you know, don't look at the speck in your neighbor's eye when you've got the log in your own eye?
Exactly. Well, there's plenty of logs to go around here, and lest we be, you know, accused of the same thing. We believe in due process and the truth, Rachel, always has a way of finding its way out, doesn't it?
It really does. And, you know, I think it's really been nice to see how Trump's been exonerated with the Russian collusion. You know, the truth finally made its way out. And I think, you know, we're seeing that with these impeachment hearings now. They don't have anyone who can say there was a quid pro quo. We've seen all the testimony.
Without a doubt. Well, we'll leave it there, and to be continued in the coming weeks with Rachel Alexander, senior editor at stream.org. Thank you, Rachel.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters.